Surgeon Radio Rocks, Bay Wagner here. Happy freaking Friday to you. Are you ready to rock and roll? Are you ready to do it Tilly Driven style? I know you are. That's why you're here. And I got a killer, killer freaking band for you. All the way from Sweden. All girl, four piece, kick ass, pop, punk, rock, hard rock, soft metal, however you want to call it. Doesn't matter. Let me describe it the way it's been described to me. It's a big, fat, tight bitch slap. And there you go. That's what their music is described as. And they are known as Browsing Collection. I got a chance to talk to a founding member and lead guitarist, Moa, last week. And super talented band, super talented girl. Not just in music, but, I mean, you'll find out in the interview. Really smart in the way she conducts business within the band, about the band, and personal life as well. Music teacher, you know, just all types of stuff she's involved in. And killer band. You find out the story of how, you know, she started this band. She was 15 and got her sister, who's the bass player, at 11, and they just started playing. And, you know, they've gone through some member changes over the years, but they've got a solid lineup now for the past few years. And they're just kicking major ass. They really are. And I think you're going to like them. And so here, you know, don't listen to me talk anymore. Let's listen to me and her talk and learn about Browsing Collection, learn about Moa, and then we're going to rock out some Browsing Collection music afterwards. So without further ado, here she is, Moa of Browsing Collection.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Now, is this Mimi?
This is actually Moa. I'm the guitarist because Mimi fell and got a concussion.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, I know.
Was she rocking out on stage a little too much, possibly?
You could hope that, but she was just... She fell in the street. It's super slippery here. We have snow and ice and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I think the story of her rocking out on stage a little better would work.
Yeah,
little
we'll
better.
Stick with that.
There you go.
Yeah.
So the EP's out. You got a whole bunch of things going on. But,
yeah.
Like first off, like, I mean, you guys been around for like 10 years now. Were you there from the beginning?
Yeah, I'm the one actually started the band.
So it's all your fault then.
Yeah, blame me.
So you started the band. Now, how old were you when you started the band?
All right, so 10 years ago, I was 15.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Now, did you go to, like one of those rock schools to learn to play young, or?
Actually, no. It was me and my friend. We started a band out of nowhere. I actually have no really good reason. We just felt that we needed a band.
That works.
Yeah, so we did.
And now your sister's in the band as well, correct?
Yeah, and she was only 11 when we asked her to join.
So she had no idea what she was getting herself into.
Oh no. And she had never played a bass before. We had a gig like in a week or something, and we didn't have a bass player, so I asked her, Nora, can you play the bass? And she was like, I'll try. And she did. Wow. And now she's the best.
That's awesome. Now, what did your parents think?
They have always been very supportive. And my mom played the piano when we were younger. And my dad, he should not sing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But they have always listened to good music. And we grew up with all the great bands. So I think they... We're very happy that we started a band because they love music. So it was quite natural, I think.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so nice to see, you know, parents supporting artists at such a young age. Because when I grew up and I was trying to do what you do,
yeah,
like, my mother did not support me at all. She thought I was
out of
my mind. Yeah, she thought
no.
I was crazy, out of my mind. And zero support.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. but, seriously.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, that's what I was used to. And when I hear people like yourself getting support, I just feel so good. It's a beautiful thing.
But you still play, or?
A little bit, not too much anymore.
All right. I mean, if somebody would say that I should not play, I don't know what I would do. Seriously, music is my life, and I always prioritize music before, you know, go to good schools and stuff like that.
I agree. I agree. You're a music teacher as well.
I was for 3 years, but I thought that I was not developing as a musician, so I actually quit and started something else. I started to go to an education for programming.
Oh, okay.
So now I program applications for mobile phones and games.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's a big twist.
Yeah. And that's, well, I guess that's something too, like if you guys end up going on the road, you can do that from the road too.
Yeah, actually that's my plan, because I don't know if I can have a 8-to-5 job like every day, because I always want to do my music. So I think that's perfect. I can just bring my laptop and work from there.
That's perfect. I'm with you. I don't like a day job or anything like that.
No, not in the long run.
No.
I want to tour and be a rock star.
Well, I guess that kind of like leads me to the release of the EP, where you guys where it kind of sounds like you're a person that likes to be independent. I'm sure the rest of the band does.
Yeah.
You guys kind of did it that way, where you hooked up with Icons Creating Evil and Ditto Music to put out the EP, but you guys still have control of everything.
Yes, and we have always released our music by ourselves. And the last album, we recorded, produced, and mixed by ourselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and this time we thought that, all right, we need just a little push to get the music out in the world, and we are so happy with that choice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a difference by hooking up with them to compare to just doing it completely yourself?
Yeah, it's a big difference, especially on social media and the streams. You know, everything nowadays is about streams.
Yeah,
so they helped us get into this big lists on Spotify that we haven't been on before.
Oh, cool.
So that, yeah, it's really good.
Is it kind of weird for you guys to see, like, now where you're getting, like, streams and listens all over the world?
Yeah, it's so amazing. That's the best feeling.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you guys would like to come to the United States.
That's a big dream we have. Yeah.
Because it's funny, because there's rumors going around the last couple of days that the Warped Tour is coming back this year, where it was supposed to be over and done. And I'm thinking to myself, you guys would be perfect on the Warped Tour.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That would be amazing.
Yeah. So now, this band lineup, how long have you guys all been together? Because I saw, like, in the bio where you guys have gone through member changes over the years, but it seems like you guys, this line's been together for quite a few years now.
Yeah, so I was from the beginning, 10 years ago, me and a few friends started a band, but our singer, Mimi, she joined 4 years ago, and now we feel that this is the right lineup.
Nice.
Yeah.
And something you guys have done, which I really love, and I love especially when younger bands are doing this, because a lot of the older bands, they don't do it and they don't utilize the tools that they have, and you guys do. And that's videos and YouTube.
Yeah, that is a big thing that we love. So we do our own videos and we love to vlog, or what do you call it?
Vlog.
So we always film when we're out on tour and edit some short videos from that.
Now, you guys do the editing yourself as well?
Yeah, I do everything.
Oh, so you're like the multimedia expert of the band.
Yeah, I've done that for so many years. From when we started a band, I I love being creative, so I edit movies and I do the logos and the merchandise design and everything.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
It's you know, it's weird too, because years ago, like, there was you know, people in the record companies doing all that stuff for the bands. And now it's so important for somebody actually within the band to be doing it.
I think that too, because you can decide what you want and nobody can tell you what to do, and that it's just such a freedom.
Absolutely.
And yeah.
Now, how about one of the videos you put out for one of your songs, One Time a Year.
It's, yeah,
influenced by the Purge movies.
Yes.
Oh boy. That movie scares me.
Oh really?
I won't watch it. I watched it once. I'll never watch it again. It freaks me out.
No, it's not that bad.
It freaks me out.
Wow, then we did a good job, I think.
It did. It came out really cool. I saw the video.
Yeah.
With the glow in the dark makeup and everything, it came out really cool.
Yeah. Thanks.
Now, is that something you guys do for your shows at all too? That the glow in the dark effect?
I would hope that, but we are kind of we always so stressed when we go to shows, so we don't have the time to put energy on costumes and stuff like that. We just go up there and kick ass. But maybe in the future we will consider it, have something special.
Nice, that would be cool.
Yeah.
So you go up there, you kick ass, it seems like you drink a lot of beer, and it sounds like tacos is like the favorite food of the band.
Oh my god, that is the thing that keeps us going.
It's Taco Tuesday, you know.
Yep, it's true. Oh, I had it for my breakfast yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so awesome. So now, the year, I mean, 2018, we're almost over. What's the plans looking like for the new year? Do you guys have a tour you're gonna put together, or?
I didn't really heard your question, but about the this year or next year?
Yeah, about next year, he's planning to put a tour together, or?
Yeah, we have. We are going two dates in the Netherlands in January, and we have a European tour in March, I think. In like Poland and the countries around it, I don't remember.
How about I saw you guys played Sweden Rock Fest this past year. You guys gonna be playing that again in 2019, you know, or?
We hope that, because we are actually doing a camp in collaboration with Sweden Rock Festival for young girls and non-boys that loves rock and roll. So we are putting together a camp, and we did that last year as well, that where we have workshops and lectures, and we just place music together and inspire young people to play hard rock.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Do you get that a lot, especially from young girls, like that you've inspired them to start playing?
Yeah, actually it happens a lot, and that is the best feeling in the world, because we, besides from being rock stars, we also want to be role models, and it is very rewarding when you hear someone say that you are their biggest inspiration. I kind of cry when I'm saying that. It is such amazing to know that someone looks up to you. I can't describe the feeling.
Yeah, I would be kind of overwhelmed by that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, so
cool. What's more overwhelming, when you get somebody who comes to you and says that, or when you're on stage and you look out and you see people singing the words back to you?
Yeah, both. Seriously, like last gig we had, the crowd started to sing along, and we had never played there before.
Oh, wow.
And it's so cool. We didn't know that people were actually singing to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so cool, and you get so happy.
Do you and the other girls just kind of look at each other on stage, and you like just share that moment? You're kind of like, oh my lord, like, how'd this happen?
I wish I had the time. Sometimes we do, but when we're on stage, we always, you know, give 110% and we're so focused. But sometimes, yeah.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. I'm so happy for you guys. I mean, a great band. As a matter of fact, where did the band name come from?
Oh, it's a long time ago. We played a lot of video games. And we played a game called Frets on Fire. Have you heard of it?
You know what? If I ask my daughters, I guarantee, because they're both complete video game junkies, and that's
nice.
The whole world.
That cool. Is
they have every freaking game system in both their rooms. They have like five systems in each room. It's crazy.
Oh, so cool. Nice. Okay, so it's a game for computer. And it's like Guitar Hero, but you play on the keyboard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we played that a lot when we were younger, and instead of loading, it says browsing collection.
Ah.
Ah.
I like that. I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, because the name itself is not that good, but when you hear the story, you understand.
Okay.
Yeah, so it loads all the songs that you can play, and the song is... the songs to choose from is like cassette tapes, old tapes. So we actually used tape for our first logo as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I like that. Now when I tell my daughters, see, I'm going to have to talk to my daughters about that and share the band with them, and then they'll be love with you guys.
Yeah. Nice.
And that seems like a big thing too, like in the younger bands today. Like when I talk to them, like... it's not, and don't get me wrong, I see you guys like to drink and party, but it's not even about like the party as much. It's like everybody's all into the video games.
Yeah, I think so. Like all of my friends play video games more than they hang out with friends.
Yeah,
actually.
Wild. That's wild.
Yeah, but it's good because when you play together, it's nice and you can have a party at the same time. And that's the best.
That's cool.
Mm.
We were just at the video game store last night.
What? Okay.
It's too funny. Too freaking funny. So, all right. So, where should we send everybody to learn about Browsing Collection, to learn about you, get the music?
Which social medias? Or? Oh, I didn't hear your question, but I thought you meant like Facebook and stuff.
Yep. Where should we send? Facebook website.
Yeah, we have a website. It's not that much to say, but you can follow us on Instagram because we do live streams sometimes.
Oh, cool.
And we have all our music on Spotify, and we have music videos and vlogs on YouTube.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been watching them all morning.
Nice.
Cool. Well, Moa, this has been great talking to you. Congratulations on the EP and everything.
Thank you.
Looking forward to more success and music from you guys. And I hope to see you in the United States soon.
Yeah, I hope so too. And thank you. And thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you. Take care.
Bye. Yeah, you too. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
take a chance for a purpose.
back to the Three Rocks, Bay Ragney here, and there they are, Browsing Collection. And I just played two tracks off of their latest EP, which is, it's just freaking awesome, but it's called Don't Want to Dance. And I played, the first song I played was, where is it? Where's my paperwork? One Time a Year. Duh. That's it. That was the first song I played, One Time a Year. And then I played Something to Hold On To. And actually, if you go into their YouTube channel, which we discussed in the interview, they got videos for the songs. They got all types of other cool stuff on their YouTube channel. So check them out. And it's all done by Moa. Like I said, she's the talented one. She super is. So there you go. Make sure you check them out, browsingcollection.com. Look for them on all the socials. You know, Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. Check them out. Get the music. Get the merch. Do it all. And tell them Totally Driven sent you. So, and you know what? This is probably going to be the last show for the year for TDR Rocks for 2018. So I hope you're ready to venture into the new year of 2019. I hope you're ready to do it Totally Driven style. And I hope everybody has a healthy, happy, safe, and prosperous new year. From me to you, Happy New Year, everybody. Make sure you check me out, Bay Ragney, on all the socials, as well as Totally Driven Entertainment, Totally Driven Radio. Until next year, everybody, stay driven. See ya.